gotta pass the ball, Jones. Gotta pass the ball, Jones. Oh, baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball, Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball.
Jonesy, were you the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood?
There was just two of us that were dribblers in the neighborhood. I guess maybe I was back on Fallen Street days. But, yeah, that's a great bumper music for me to start our show this week, Aaron.
Tom Jones and the Tom Jones Tuesday Little Basketball Jones from a Cheech and Chong here on Gate Radio. And how you been? How's your week going?
Hey, really good. It's all of a sudden our son's gone. I don't know what happened to it, but so far so good. 2 days into it, and just finished researching my Sunday column for next week for the Tribune. And I, as I always do right after that, I do our show here. So a lot of sports in my mind this afternoon.
So what are some of the topics you got coming up in the column this week?
You know, it's hard this time of year to put together some highlights because you're in between seasons for the high school teams. And so this week has got a little bit more of Minnesota flavor of the North Stars and Vikings, things like that. But swimming always goes later than everybody else. So we had a swimming team go to state, a little bit of mention on that. But I much more enjoy writing it when it's in the middle of the season when there's a lot more things to look at going back 10, 15, and 50 years.
Yeah, swimming is it when it comes to, at least for our area, when it comes to local sports. And then we get to the fall season. I don't know if you looked at the calendar, but the girls' hockey team already starts on Thursday.
Yep, they sure do. I talked to one of the players on the team last night at the volleyball banquet, and they were very excited to get their season on the roll.
And I'm looking at their section. They have just five teams again, just like last year. I think it's Winona and them and Austin. And I can't remember the other two, but they're going to be the favorites. Once again, they're trying to get back to state for the second year in a row because I know Mark Goskison, they're bringing back a lot of girls from last year's team. They did lose some of key players that got to a state, but they're going to be the team to reckon with in Section 1A this winter.
Yeah, I remember when the season ended last year thinking, boy, they are going to have a solid squad this coming season, which is now upon us. So let's get those girls some wins and get them to the state tournament, and it should be a lot of fun.
How was the volleyball banquet?
Volleyball banquet was good. This year we had a 9A, a 9B, a B squad, a JV, and a varsity team all honored. And Jamie Cameron, the head coach, was saying that between the sixth grade through varsity, we have 110 girls playing volleyball. So it tells you the enthusiasm for volleyball in the community. And they gave out, each team gave out three awards, most valuable, most improved, and the Tiger Award. And saw a lot of those plaques on Facebook today, which was neat to see. And Nevaeh Wachholz on the varsity team got the most valuable player there. So Carly Hoffman on the JV got the most valuable player, too, that I can remember off the top of my head. So congratulations to everybody and Coach Cameron and the squad. They were, I think he said 10 or 11 okay, and 16 for the season. So those number of wins are slowly creeping up.
Canston Manorville was the team that won their section 1-3A. They're the number two seed at the estate tournament. They're going to play coming up tomorrow in their quarterfinal matchup. When does basketball practice start? I haven't looked on a calendar for high schools.
The girls started captain's practice last night from 5:30 to 7:30, but my daughter was at the volleyball banquet, so she didn't get to go. But she'll be there tonight for captain's practice, and the regular practicing will start next Monday under Coach Jody. And then the boys, I believe, start captain's practice. They've done a couple breakthrough tournaments in Cass in the last two Sundays. And so, yeah, the season's here before we know. I think the girls open up December 3rd at Red Wing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, once the winter season gets going, it does not stop for a while. So a little break when it comes to play-by-play this week here on Kate Radio, then right back at it coming up next week. Are you excited for basketball for the high school season?
I am. I really am. It's kind of I love basketball. I love officiating, as you well know, and getting calls from doing a lot. Today, Blooming Prairie set me up for, I think, four weekend tournaments and about five or six Saturday events with the Gopher Conference little kids. And So we've got a lot of stuff on by schedule for that. And of course, both of my kids are going to be playing at the high school level this year. So varsity level, I'm hoping, and get to see those and mix those into the schedule too. So it should be a busy winter for the Jones family. And I think that's what makes our winter seem to go so fast.
They are the Basketball Jones. Tom Jones here on KATE Radio on a Tom Jones Tuesday. And we got to mention the cross-country team on Saturday. Last year, they got 16th place at state, moved up a few spots to number 13. I think they were pretty close to getting 12th. Winona, who was the section runners-up, I believe I saw they got 10th place the state meet. And we got to talk about an Albert Lee connection because of Mankato East, the Cougars. They're the class AA state champions in cross-country.
It's amazing what they did up there, and saw a picture of Jerry Cappers, and everybody that's listening that grew up in Albert Lee knows that name, Jerry Cappers. He's been featured in my 50-year segment a couple times this fall, and he got the cross-country program going. As far as I know, he's in our high school Hall of Fame, and he moved up to Mankato, I'm going to guess, 5 years ago, and Todd Waterbury, I think, found out about him, and he's got him on not only the cross-country staff, but he's also helping coach the track teams up there. So I don't know how Jerry does it, but he never ages, and he's a great guy. And I know I had a chance to talk to him. Oh, I think it was at the last Hall of Fame banquet when he was there, and it was just great to see him. Congratulations to Waterbury's East squad there for the great season they had to get that state championship. And one of my favorite people, Jerry Cappers, no doubt.
Cross country is a sport that I follow closely, myself and my 14-year-old son, Isaac. And, you know, just looking at the Albert Lee times, and I think our fifth place guy, who against the top five that count towards your score, he was like 18 minutes and something. And, you know, that's how good a Jim Haney and Margot Wayne have for a team when your fifth guy is running 18 plus minutes and you're taking 13th at state. Because I mean, I don't know how these young men and women run that fast. I'm a runner, and I never even got close to an 18-minute 5K, not even in the ballpark. So hats off to a Gavin Hanke and Isaiah McGaffey and all those guys with the boys cross country team, because Jonesy, I don't know how they run that fast.
You know, I sure don't either, and I see him work out in the heat of the summer out there, and you know, go out and see Jim Haney and Margot Wayne standing on the corner when they're able to, and by the football field, and watch those kids take off. And I've never been much of a runner. I think I ran the Fountain Lake 5 one time back in 1989, if I'm not mistaken. And of course, I married a track coach and a former cross country coach, and my wife Nancy. And so, but yeah, running has not been my forte. Although at 60 years old, I'll be doing a lot of running on the hard court this winter. But that's about it.
And Jonesy, where are you at numbers-wise when it comes to officiating basketball games? I remember the story being out last year.
Yeah, early on in December, I hit 1,000 games since 2007-08, and I think I did probably another 85 to 90 after that. So I'm approaching 1,100 over the last 15 years, and that's just ones I've charted. And going back, I'm sure I'm probably close to 2,000 games, but it's fun. I enjoy it. You do something, it's muscle memory. It's a matter of habit to be able to call that quick whistle and call the traveling or the over and back and just things like that. And just be able to see the kids grow up. And, you know, for my kids, they started at kindergarten when I coached them at the Y along with their teammates. And now to see them play up the varsity, it's kind of a dream come true as a dad. But this year I won't have to be officiating my son or my daughter, which in the past I've had to do a few times, and especially when they were 9th and 10th grade. And so just going to be a dad at 7:30 when the ball tips off for my kids, hopefully on varsity.
Tom Jones with us on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on a KATE Radio. And, you know, I'm going to throw a way different topic because I'm just curious, because I haven't been out and about in Albert Lee. Have you been out to vote? And if you have, how are the crowds?
You know, I'm heading there right now. I'm sitting in the parking lot at the Tribune and going to grab a quick sandwich and then head over to vote. But I've been talking to some people that said that, yeah, it's been a nice turnout for a midterm election. And of course, there's a lot of hotly contested races, not only in Minnesota, but throughout the nation. It's going to be fun to see what goes on when I watch the results come in tonight.
You know, it's always cool to see as many of those I voted stickers. You know, wear your I voted sticker proud. I assume you put yours on, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll wear mine probably the rest of the day. You know, the one thing we were talking, I was at the ball in the mall at Northbridge Mall the other night, and quite a few of the people that are running for offices were there, and I had a chance to talk to a lot of them. And and we were all saying that it's great this year that the interest in the election has brought a lot more people to run. Like, we've got 11 people up for our school board right now, which I think is just amazing to be able to have that, and some new faces running. And it's just going to be really interesting to see how things shape up here in the state tonight.
Tom Jones with us here on Kaint Radio. And Jonesy, you have any topics you want to make sure we touch today?
I think just like my columnists, we're kind of in between seasons on a lot of stuff, and I'm not no games really to go watch at all. So I'm going to probably end it a little bit short. I'm going to try to get down to Waldorf to watch some. I believe they're at home this weekend for basketball. And I think one thing that if you love basketball or you love hockey, you go watch them out at the arena when they play out there. It's a great, fast game. And we've got this college, it's only 38 miles south of here, that you can go watch some really good basketball for both boys and girls. And their volleyball team has had a real strong season, I know. So I encourage everybody, if they're looking for something to do, to go watch Waldorf. And I know, like, Riverland, their boys and girls basketball are about ready to, if not have fired up, and looking forward to maybe watching a few games there too.
And that's one thing about, you know, those schools, and if you go there for 2 years, there's a lot of talented athletes that are going there for 2 years and looking to, you know, hopefully play Division II or higher after leaving a Riverland or Waldorf. So I'm glad you brought that up, because the competition there is so good. I think some people might be surprised at how good the basketball and the hockey is.
It's so fast. That's the thing I noticed. I went to the first Waldorf hockey game out here about a month ago, and I just said, wow, this is so much faster. So the hits are a lot stronger, and to be able to watch that right in our own backyard is just amazing. And I've worked a few Waldorf volleyball games, none this year, but I know they had 2 years ago, they had a real strong freshman class come in, and a couple twins, the kid sisters out of, I believe, Milwaukee, and I'm sure they're still playing as juniors. And they were just fantastic to watch. And with basketball too, we love going down to watch them play, both boys and girls. A lot of times you'll see a boys-girls doubleheader. Hey, and speaking of that, one thing I want to talk about too, Aaron, is Taya Jeffrey. And I talked to her brother the other day, and she had her first game last week up in North Dakota. And I would assume she's maybe had a game or two since then. And I think she scored one or two baskets, if I'm not mistaken. And in the past, that team usually comes down and does a run through to either Waldorf or over to La Crosse to Viterbo. And so we're hoping to be able to catch up with Taya. Maybe you can pull some numbers up on your show here this afternoon. But congratulations to here now, another Albert Lee girl who's gone off to play college sports.
Absolutely. Jamestown, the Jimmies up there.
That's
in
right.
North Dakota. Tom yep. Jones, the basketball Jones. We'll use that intro every time now. That's a good one.
I still can dribble pretty well, so maybe I still am. I probably am, at my age, the best dribbler in my neighborhood right now, but it would be my wife and I and my two kids. I think that would be about it. But anyway, I appreciate always having a chance to talk to all the listeners on Tuesday, Aaron.
Hey, if you live in Jonesy's neighborhood, challenge him to a dribbling contest. He's ready. He's ready for you.
I'm ready. I'd rather challenge him to a shooting contest, so I think I have a better chance there.
Jonesy, have a good week. We'll talk next week.
Hey, great, Aaron. Everybody have a great week. Thank you.